Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is Friday, the third day of December 2004. We have the author and the head of assassination science, professor, joining us coming up in the third hour. And we also have Catherine Albrecht is going to be joining us here on the broadcast as well. Talk about the RFID chips and what's going on with that. And we have some of the folks out distributing the VeriChip are going to be joining us as well at the same time. So that's all coming up today. And then, of course, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not a lot, because I got a bunch of other news here that I want to cover. But Arnold Schwarzenegger's move to amend the Constitution so he can run for El Presidente picked up a lot of steam on Monday when George Herbert Walker Bush said, don't bet against Arnold. This guy's going to get it. This is going to be your president, basically, is what he said. Well, now USA Today, their main cover front page story today, should the Constitution be amended for Arnold? And they've got law professors and experts in here going, obviously, he's already running. He just knows how unpopular it gets if he announces that it's for himself. Because why? I'm in the Constitution just for a candidate? And that's what this really is, so that's why he's being covert. But he's always said that he wants to be president, and he's been pushing for it. And yes, yours truly, and ArnoldExposed.com, is quoted in the article. This is really the fairest mainstream news article I've seen of the scores that have been out there, but that isn't saying much. It's still pretty positive for Lord Schwarzenegger. Even though the author, who I talked to last week, told me on the phone that he thinks Arnold's a big creep. And we had a lot of other discussions that I'm not at liberty to talk about. But that's just classic. Even people that know he's a big creep, the author of this article, Martin Kassendorf, has been covering Arnold for years. And he knows all about him. But by the time you get into the article, it's pretty milquetoast. But it's posted at ArnoldExposed.com. At least when I left the office, it was being posted at ArnoldExposed.com. If not, you can just type in, should the Constitution be amended for Arnold, and you'll find the article. But I hope you'll email out our USA Today version of it, where it has our little comments up at the top. I hope you'll go to ArnoldExposed.com and grab it and keep pushing it like you've done over the last 2 weeks. You've done a great job. We've now, according to even their own admissions, gotten more visitors to ArnoldExposed.com, though we have only been launched for about a third of the time they've been launched. We've now had more visitors than the Amend for Arnold crowd. Over 6 million individual visitors in the last 2 weeks to ArnoldExposed.com. And they've gotten wall-to-wall TV coverage 90-plus times what we've gotten. We've been on CNN once for 30 seconds, 25 seconds. They've been 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes on every major news show you can imagine. All right, that aside, I'm not going to spend really any more time on that today. I might read a few of the quotes out of the article. A bone-chilling call yesterday at the end of the broadcast. The caller called in. And the caller said, I'm going to play the last broadcast of Tom Brokaw, one of the last things he said on the show. It was a report from Fallujah. And they played the clip, and I've since found the transcript to confirm this really is a real Tom Brokaw clip. A lot of people saw this as well. I'm getting the tape sent to me. Where they said that if they don't take their retina scan ID card and they get out of line, get away from their house, they'll be shot on sight. So we'll talk about that when we get back, too. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're going to get into Tenet calls for internet controls. Former CIA director, also last week, the head of Central Command, called for regulating your internet. We've got to stop those Muslims, after all. Give up your free speech. We've got to force psychologically test all the children, too. That's to stop Al-Qaeda. Everything is to stop Al-Qaeda. We have to take all your freedoms away and rule you. Boy, we don't like doing this. Powerful governments never want to dominate people. We just can't stand it, but we're going to make you slaves now. So that's coming up. Mandatory mental health screening program with dosed pregnant women with prescription drugs that cause birth defects. That's right. Bizarre mandatory mental health screening program to make Illinois act like Big Brother. And, you know, I don't know if this report is accurate. We did confirm two former KGB chiefs were hired as consultants for Homeland Security. This was confirmed several years ago. They've now rotated out. Al Martin is reporting, and I spent an hour on Google trying to confirm this and couldn't, that the Silver Fox, Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, has been hired by the U.S. government for Homeland Security. I did confirm he's still alive at 81. I did confirm that he has a house in the U.S. and Israel and Germany. And I did confirm he's written some books and things with top neocons. So I don't rule it out, but I'm going to have to confirm this before I believe it. I mean, if they start hiring Stasi chiefs, that's even worse than KGB. Probably true. I can't confirm it. I'm not saying it's not true. Let's just say I hope it's not true. Conservatives say Alberto Gonzalez nomination deserves rejection. Rocket chemical fuel found in water and produce almost nationwide. Very bad for children. Causes thyroid problems. Very serious thyroid problems. And, of course, we have assassination science author coming on later. Then on top of that, we also have coming on the broadcast Catherine Albrecht to talk about the latest implantable microchip information. But before we go any further on this Friday edition, Fridays always turn out to be our best broadcast. It's so jam-packed. Before we do that, at the very end of the show yesterday, a caller, and I'm glad I went to that caller. We had the phone lines loaded with poor folks who never got on air. We went to a caller, and he said, did you see Tom Brokaw's last show, TV broadcast last night? And I said, no, obviously I heard about it. I don't really care. The guy's what I was thinking. I talked about this earlier in the show. The guy reads off a teleprompter. I mean, big deal. 20-something years reading a teleprompter. I don't care. But the caller, we're about to re-air this, said, well, and we've since found the transcript that confirmed that indeed the audio you're about to hear was the nightly news on NBC two nights ago. He's got this reporter in Fallujah, and the reporter chillingly talks about how they've kicked 200,000-plus people out of Fallujah, how they're going to let them in a few thousand at a time, and how they're given ID cards with a retina scan and a thumbprint, finger scans on it, and that they're only allowed to be around their house and to certain designated areas. If they're caught leaving those areas, they can be shot dead, lethal force. Boy, that's freedom, is it not? And Tom Brokaw just moved on to the next question. This is the oldest form of total war. This is dehumanization. This is complete abject slavery. You know, I know a lot of sickos in their easy chairs go level Fallujah, kill everyone, nuke them. I mean, they admit a maximum of just a few thousand people are, quote, combatants in the city. So out of 200-something thousand, let's just kill them all. That's what the Nazis would do. If you shot an SS officer in the town, they'd line up 100 men and children and kill them. And I've heard neocons go, hey, somebody blew up a pipeline. Well, let's just blow up the village nearby. And that's what Saddam would do. I mean, this is the... Saddam had a few good ideas. And don't worry, they've hired all the Baathists back and have them out doing this. So this is really sick. This is really, really sick. And I want to remind you that in 1999, I flew from Austin, Texas to Oakland, California, and for an entire week videotaped 5,000 Marines and over 3,000 other foreign troops, Israeli, French, Dutch, British, Australian, German. This is all in Police State 2000. Openly trained to break up the men, the women, the children in these giant camps that they set up. They had hundreds of role players. They would interrogate them. I even got video of this until the Marine Corps spokesman ran up and said, no video of this. You even see that in the film. And they're interrogating them. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the helmet? You know, they're interrogating the militia resistance fighter who didn't want to turn his guns in. They wouldn't let us see the rest of the... And he was, by the way, doing thumb scanning and then being given an ID card and taking a digital face scan as well. And I remember they're making almost everybody in Iraq take ID cards when they first got there. Also, if you work in key infrastructure, you have to wear a little RFID bracelet. We knew all that. But now, if you don't have it, we're going to shoot you. And they had an Army report earlier this year, 75 to 90% of those taken to any of the 32 camps in Iraq, not just Abu Ghraib, were families stopped at checkpoints who didn't have their IDs in order. Well, now they just won't take you to a camp for torture to break up your family and take the husband and torture him. or rape your children in front of you, that's admitted in the Army's own report, or kill your wife in front of you, or beat you to death, then laugh about it, blow off some steam, as Rush Limbaugh said. They will just kill you. So you're going to get what you want, folks, people that said kill anybody. And they don't have water, they don't have power, you got to stay in your house, hope they bring you food, you got to stay in your house and die, and if you come anywhere outside your yard, outside around your house, or one of the little aid centers, you will be machine gunned to death. But don't worry, you reap what you sow, America. You don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda attacking you. You have to worry about this government that's doing this has been doing war games for the very same thing against you. And I have the video, I have the admissions. And they're doing drills to round up and arrest homeschoolers and their families. This has been in the news. They're doing drills and homeschoolers are terrorists, their parents are terrorists, you're all evil. Of course, they'll never get away with this, folks. And be bold, the exodus away from the government training centers is accelerating. We're winning the fight. They're panicking. They're losing control. So we stand against Lord Bush. We stand against Al-Qaeda, their control arm. We stand against it. Now let's go ahead and play the last 3 or 4 minutes of my broadcast yesterday so you can hear this Tom Brokaw comment. Here it is. All right, folks, a few final calls. We'll be back tonight, of course, 9 to midnight Central. I want to thank Paul Watson, Jimmy Walter, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy for joining us today. A lot of experts I respect say there is a fight.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Let's stop right there. That's a show from a couple weeks ago. It's yesterday's show, folks. It's yesterday's show, the last 5 minutes, and we'll try to air this here. If not, it's on prisonplanet.com. We've got the file up there where we did this interview, but I thought I'd give it to you in better audio quality because you take it off the net, put it back on the net, stream it back on the radio, it degrades the audio quality. It's just all fun. And the crew does a great job. The phone system goes down about twice a year. It went down right before the show started, so they're trying to fix that right now. So we can even have guests on today and take your calls. So it's not really their fault. I've got one person doing five people's jobs right now. Do we have the clip now, maybe? Let's go ahead and roll yesterday. Here it is. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight Central, on the global shortwave during the day at 9.985. And, of course, at night at 3210, or on your local AM or FM station, or the Internet at InfoWars.com. Before we go back to Mr. Moore and take a final call or two, I've made 11 films. I'm offering some of them as low as $5.95 apiece. Like my new film. You buy one copy, regular price, $19.95, American Dictators. 5 minutes short of being 2 hours long. You get each additional copy for $5.95, so you can give them as gifts. Or just make copies of the one you buy. Just get them out to people. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film out there, many have said. $24.95 for one copy, almost 3 hours long. Each additional copy, $5.95 with that order. Bunch of different specials. Just call and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. At InfoWars.com, you can watch clips of the films, read about them, look at all the specials, InfoWars.com. And last but not least, my new film won't be out for a few months, Martial Law, 9/11, The Rise of the Police State, but the 4.5-minute trailer is at InfoWars.com. Please get it and spread it around. I'm pretty proud of it, a foreshadowing of what's coming. Well, Steve in Ohio, you're one of our last callers on the air with Mr. Moore. Go ahead. Let's pause right there.
How you doing, Alex?
Let's pause right there. We're going to go to break now. When we come back, we'll go to the call. And then we got some guests coming up today. This is really an important issue. So please, again, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we'll play the NBC clip on the other side.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, now we're going to go to the last couple minutes of yesterday's broadcast, where we have Tom Brokaw interviewing an NBC reporter there on the ground in Iraq, talking about just this unlimited Mark of the Beast level evil. With they're going to use lethal force, kill people if they break the rules now, breaking rules. And I want you to know, I'm not joking when I say this, they're training for exactly this here in the U.S. And Iraq, one facet of Iraq just isn't oil or weapon sales or using it as a military base. The government admits that Serbia has been used as a war game drill for here in the U.S. and other areas for urban warfare, suppression of populations, and occupation. So go ahead and go to that clip. Steve in Ohio, you're one of our last callers on the air with Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Real quick comment. I happened to tape the last broadcast of Tom Brokaw last night. And they were covering the Iraq war, and guess what? They are going to biometrically scan the people of Fallujah with eye scans, and they also made it clear that they were going to shoot to kill anybody that doesn't conform to the law. I mean, and they didn't say insurgents. They made it clear it was when they let the citizens back into the city to reclaim whatever's left.
Wait a minute. You're joking. Dan Rather's, I mean, not Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw's, last show, they said, we're going to retina scan. I know they've issued ID cards.
Can I play that? I got the audio clip already queued up, and it's ready to go. Do you want to hear it?
I got to hear it. Here it is, folks.
Many others are badly damaged. So far, the plan is for most of the city's 250,000 residents to return in stages. At first, only a few thousand will be let in. They'll be fingerprinted, given a retina scan, and then an ID card, which will only allow them to travel around their homes or to nearby aid centers, which are now being built. The Marines will be authorized to use deadly force against those breaking the rules. Tom?
Richard, what's the latest on the election?
Hear that?
Now, let me stop you. That is the most, that's what they've trained for here in America.
Yes.
I have video of them doing the mock retina scans, the cards, all that, in Police State 2000.
Yeah.
That's what, I'm begging you, will you mail that to me immediately?
Yes, I will. I'll give you the video, the whole thing of it, but I was shocked when I saw it. They did, they made it clear that they're going to retina scan the people. I cannot believe these poor people are like third world people. They're already putting them under this tyranny.
Hey, listen, they're tearing out all their agriculture, everything. It's dehumanization.
Yeah.
And folks, that is the Antichrist beast system.
Right.
And then you've got your card, and if you walk to the wrong place, we're going to go ahead and shoot you. Mr. Yeah. Moore, I mean, this is the comments, final comments.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and this is a heads up for what we're looking forward to in this country in the not-too-distant future.
I'm almost speechless after that. Do you promise me,
yes,
Steve,
Alex,
that you're going to mail that to me?
I can. What do I send it to? Which address?
Send it to 3001.
Yes.
South Lamar,
okay.
LAMAR.
Yeah, I'll email you before I send it to let you know what I'm sending it in. Okay.
Suite 100.
Okay.
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
78704. And I tell you what, if you FedEx that bad boy to me, I'll send you 3 or 4 free videos.
Okay, I will FedEx it to you. I'll give you a super standard play copy. It's a high quality copy.
Yeah, and just thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Unbelievable. Did you hear that? My friends, I mean, what do you say? I've written a little article about this. We posted the audio. We're getting the video. I did go to the NBC. I found the transcript. They did indeed say this and do this. And again, it's hidden in plain view. Just right out in the open. You break the rules, we're going to kill you. And I guess that's what people out there want. Kill them, nuke them, kill everybody. 100,000 dead innocent civilians isn't enough in the last year and a half over there. Or in the last 13 years, over 1.5 million. It's not enough. Give them freedom. We put Saddam in there, and we trained him how to torture and kill him, and he wasn't doing a good enough job, so we put him back in. We put his people back in, and we feel good. Yeah, the same government that's raping these people intellectually, psychologically, spiritually, financially, is now going to do that to America. It's so sick. And people who don't even know where Iraq is on a map are just out hearing them every day. There's subhuman over there. Kill them all. We got to survive. We're under attack over here. We got to kill them all before they kill us. Your bosses did that on 9/11, fools. Look at the evidence. The physical, the circumstantial, the motive for the New World Order takeover, the facts. But just keep feeling good, keep denying it. Don't worry, they're trying to do that to you. They're going to take your pension funds, take your dollar value, plunge your dollar. They're going to draft your children. Don't worry. Don't worry, you're going to get to be a big fat slave, just like they are in Iraq.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
So, my friends, you just heard the ring, the audio of Tom Brokaw interviewing one of their minions, one of the embedded reporters. Just nonchalantly, yeah, they're all going to be issued these ID cards with retina scans and thumb scans, and they get away from their house. They're prisoners. It's turning the whole city into a prison. There'll be lethal force used on them. And then Tom Brokaw says, what about the election? Well, I could answer your question. The election coming up in January, I checked it again last night. No one is running for office. Everyone who was appointed by our government that put the new government in there a year ago was appointed over 300 seats, and no one is running against any of them. No one has announced. A few candidates said they might run. They were car-bombed and machine-gunned or arrested within days. And we're talking about mainstream people in the country. You say you want to run, they kill you within days. Openly, a tank drives up, blows your house up. Iraqi security forces, Iraqi National Guard come in, kill you and your entire family. This is freedom. I mean, these are admitted reports. This is mainstream news. back of our news wires, you never see it in the big newspaper. Man, that is freedom. Imagine. Don't have your ID card, we kill you on sight. We put you in camps if you don't have your ID cards in order in the rest of the country. If you run for office, we kill you immediately. It has never been this bad. In the best cities, they have 7 to 8 hours of intermittent power a day. The water is completely filthy. Our troops are getting sick en masse. They're getting liver flukes. I mean, and Iraq was industrialized, folks. Clean water, power, everything. They were becoming first world up until 1991. Not anymore. Man, they put Saddam in there, told him to attack different countries. He followed orders. They set up their agent, trained by the U.S. government publicly, the anti-communist fighter, and they set him up. He followed orders, and when he followed orders, they shut him down. They put sanctions on that country. They mass murdered those people, and now they're going to create hell on earth. They're going to straitjacket those people, and then like vampires, just feed on them. That's the facts, folks. Our government took the 18-year-old commando, Saddam Hussein, and trained him in Egypt and then even in the U.S. He went in and killed scores of people, machine-gunned, bombed. Then they told the Baathists, put him in as the security chief in 68. Then they helped have a coup d'etat in 79 for him. 3 years later, under public orders and funding, over $15 billion in U.S. funding, he invaded Iran. Killed over 1.5 million Iranians, which we, of course, cheered about. Over 400,000 Iraqis died in that war. And then they told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. We don't get involved in that. You know, we're your ally, April Gillespie, on videotape. He smiled and said, thank you, and invaded a week later. Actually, 6 days later. And just the rest is history. And it's just going to get worse and worse. One of the first things they did was stop the reporting of death statistics in Iraq when the new puppet government was put in a year ago. No more cancer deaths, no more heart attack numbers, no more deaths of any type. It is against the law to report those numbers. Though aid agencies have done it, Red Cross has done it, they're pretty establishment. They say 100,000 dead civilians as of a few months ago. 100,000 people. I thought it was a liberation. I thought it was to give them milk and honey in the streets and really take good care of them. And it was a humanitarian mission. Now it's kill them all, nuke the whole place, just kill them. They're subhuman. I've heard you call in. They're subhuman. Just kill them. Just kill them. Just kill them all. Nuke them all. Hey, folks, they weren't Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda wasn't Al-Qaeda. It was Al-Qaeda. But now Iran's got the nukes, and they could hit us in 45 minutes, the British are saying. It's even the exact same script and the exact same words. Proven to be liars last time. Lying again. They don't even change the talking points. And the very people doing this to the Iraqis would love to do it to you. They're doing it all over the world. They're into this. This is dehumanization. They're doing everything they can. Oh, they're getting rid of your pension funds. They're sucking the dollar's value out. They're shipping the jobs as fast as they can, getting rid of the borders as fast as they can, going after your guns as fast as they can. It's just beautiful. All these people they're appointing are pro-abortion, pro-open border, pro-gun control. The new Homeland Security head, the head New York City cop who helped cover up 9/11, we have clear evidence of that. There on that day, it's like General Myers, head of NORAD, got promoted up to Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman. I mean, just the whole gaggle of these people. Alberto, I Love Torture Gonzalez, just all of them. They're just intensifying their hold, and now we have the report that they've hired Mr. Wolf, the head of the Stasi, and this report turned out to be accurate last time of another KGB chief, but... Man, it's just getting too weird. Just getting too weird. Here's another one. Tenet calls for internet controls. And again, last week, the head of CENTCOM, that's Central Command, said, we got to control the net and control speech on it because Arab extremists are using it. And yeah, it means we'll have to control your net too, but you know, Internet 2 is going to take control and make everybody else shut down their websites or go over to their system, and it'll all be censored, but it's for your safety. Tenet calls for Internet controls. Former CIA Director George Tenet called Wednesday for tough new security measures to guard against attacks on the United States using the Internet, which he called a potential Achilles heel for our financial stability and physical security. Which every time they introduce an internet control bill, there's a hack attack that day that leads back to the government, and they go, see, we got to pass it, we're being attacked. They've got like 80% of the hackers working for them, folks. I mean, this is a joke. I know that these actions will be controversial in this age when we still think the internet is free and open society with no control. See how he poses that? I know you still think it's free. He continued, Tenet told an IT security conference in Washington. But ultimately, continuing the quote, but ultimately the Wild West must give way to governance and control. The national media, including United States International, United Press International, were excluded from the event at Tenet's request. Oh, that's freedom, organizers said, but UPI was given an account of the speech by a member of the audience. The quotes were verified by a source close to the former director. Tenet's speech articulated widely shared concerns among U.S. intelligence and Homeland Security officials that telecommunications, specifically the Internet, represent a backdoor through which terrorists and other enemies of the United States can attack the country, even though some progress has been made in securing the physical infrastructure. Yes, they've now grabbed control of all the hubs, and now they're announcing they're not going to upgrade those 20 hubs, and they're going to let the net die. That's the headline. The net will die, is dead. BBC, AP, Reuters, a few months ago. And they're going to shift every... They're just going to let it fail and then make you go to Internet 2 where you get a subdomain, and they have very strict rules on what's allowed. Just a few... We're hurting them too bad, folks. The Internet, Tenet said, represents a potential Achilles heel of our financial stability and physical security if the networks we are creating are not protected. Efforts at physical security will not be enough, he argued, because the thinking enemy that we'll confront is good and is going to school on our network vulnerabilities. Leveraging the possibility that the Internet give them the work anonymously and remotely with little risk of apprehension. And he went on to say that we've just got to control and track and restrict. And we also now have, again, the head of CENTCOM saying that they've got to regulate speech on the net. And now they say that there is an organized crime providing a nexus between professional hackers and terror groups. Oh, hackers are now working with the terrorists. And it says Russian mob. Ooh. Oh, it's all over. Within the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security has the lead role in protecting the United States from Internet terrorism, but the department's head of cybersecurity recently quit suddenly amid reports that he had clashed with his supervisors. And it goes on and on and on. This is incredible. The second-tier leadership that was emerging, he added, oversaw a global decentralization and decentralized movement with the ability to thrive depend crucially on the Internet, which enabled them to share information from explosives recipes to the best ways to get into Iraq undetected. So, see, we got to control the speech. See, they get into that in the article. Why the terrorists are sharing information. So we've got to go ahead and restrict the net. The group, he said, was undoubtedly mapping vulnerabilities and weaknesses in our telecommunications networks. This is just, I mean, it just never ends, people. It never, there's no end to the levels they will plumb. Mandatory mental health screening program would dose pregnant women with prescription drugs that cause birth defects. Before I cover this article, yeah, almost four years ago, there was a press release put out on the letterhead of the governor of Oregon, who was a psychiatrist, saying we're going to drug women while they're pregnant. And then if a baby's, quote, at risk because of their economics or stuff in the background of the parents, we're going to go ahead and drug the child at birth. I'm not joking. And bureaucrats in Chicago are currently discussing a proposal to require the mental health screening of all pregnant women and children up to the age of 18 years. Reported mission of the program is to protect the health of the public by diagnosing mental disorders before they become full-blown problems. But in reality, as we've seen from similar programs in the past, the real mission is to diagnose people with fictitious brain diseases and behavioral disorders, then dose them with highly toxic prescription drugs that not only generate profits for pharmacological companies, but also for the psychiatrists who prescribe them. What's especially frightening about the program is that they may include the dosing of pregnant women with prescription drugs that are known to increase the risk of birth defects. We also know that clinical trials of antidepressants and experiments involving mice, that children who grow up on antidepressant drugs have a much higher risk of being depressed as adults, whether or not they continue taking those drugs. In other words, it's not enough that as a nation we misdiagnose children hyperactivity caused by sugar consumption as being brain chemistry imbalance and those doses of all children on Ritalin. It seems that we also want to start diagnosing and dosing pregnant women as well. Who's next? Are we going to dose all men under the age of 30? Are we going to require the mental health screening of all elderly people and start dosing everyone under the age of 65 or over the age of 65 with brain-altering drugs too? Here's another one, bizarre mandatory mental health screening program to make Illinois act like Big Brother. We're talking about Illinois because the feds just passed this 2 weeks ago for the entire country, but Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, and seven other states have already begun under other names, but we got the internal document 6 months ago. It's the same program. When people in Pennsylvania in the government blew the whistle and said, look, I've been in the meetings, here's the documents. We posted them, by the way, on Infowars.com. Openly, this was written by the drug companies, and they said they're going to put half the kids on drugs up from 15%. They brag about the great profits. It's simple. They buy off the government, order them to put you on drugs. A series of public forums will be held at five different locations in Illinois on a $10 million plan, which will implement the Children's Mental Health Act of 2003. The program requires all pregnant women and children through the age of 18 years to be examined for mental health needs. Larry Tranter, a parent of four children and a contact for Citizens Commission on Human Rights, states that the evaluation of mental conditions is subject, and since psychiatric involvement has started, SAT scores have gone down. And it says all parents and citizens who are outraged at this new program should attend the forums. And they passed the law last year. Now they're implementing them here in the U.S. So 10 states already passed these in the last few years. Texas was the first. 1994. And years before that, they were already doing it in the public schools under another name because everyone at my high school had it done to them. And they didn't even tell my parents. And I was smarter than the most, but I didn't even question it. 2 days of it. 2 days of it. Years before it was made law to fund it in Texas. You're starting to get how serious this is, people. You're starting to realize what we're dealing with. By the way, if you don't think they want to put all of you on these drugs, when they have control of you, they put over two-thirds on them, and that number's growing. In Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, California, the states we have the numbers on, just had a big WOAI TV piece a couple weeks ago. We read the whole thing here on air, seven-page report, where they admitted the average child in foster care, over two-thirds of them are on it. The average one is on seven drugs, some on upwards of 17. When they start having seizures from them, they then put them on seizure medications, and they described five-year-olds who were happy and fun, who were taken from their parents, 2 years later in comas, going from being on drugs to having seizures, to being put on seizure medication, dying. Dying. And, of course, BBC reported where they take kids and do experimental drugs and pesticides on them. And the CPS workers quit in New York and said, we're not going to be part of this. We're not even doctors. We're just giving pesticide and drugs to give them. And we watch the child, happy and healthy, then start throwing up. A week later, go into bed. A month later, they just die. The little children just die, and they take their little bodies. And they're in government custody, so they are given, sold to medical institutions. It's not a late-night horror movie, folks. It's America right out in the open, and it's going to continue. It's going to continue. Because we're a demon-possessed country, folks. You don't think we can sit there and say, nuke, kill all the Iraqis, they're subhuman, and not have that come back on us, do you? No, that's just a manifestation. You see, we just don't know about the Holocaust going on here. Or if we do, it's in the back of the newspaper. And again, I'm not embellishing. I'm actually holding back how bad it really is. I know you don't want to believe it. Fine. Don't check out what I've said. Just keep denying it. Just keep letting them in Texas over two-thirds on the drugs. Now, you don't think they want to make all of us do it? When they have control, it's over two-thirds. And there's no limit to the amount because these foster care facilities get more money for every drug they put them on. And so they dose them and dose them and dose them. These people are driving around in Jaguars, in brand-new Cadillacs. They live in gigantic houses. I mean, you can go look at the state contracts. These people are millionaires. They got huge jet boats, everything. They are on top of the world. They are ghouls, folks. Ghouls. Ghouls unknown in history. This is Mengele level. But they don't even know they're Mengeles because of the brainwashing. They just know they like all the cash.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, this happens once or twice a year like clockwork. Our T1 for all our phone lines are down, so we can't take calls today unless it goes back up magically. And generally what the phone company then does is start switching off all the other big lines that go to satellites when they're fixing things. That's why you heard me cut out right before the last segment. So it might be a roller coaster ride today, but hey, twice a year, and even my cable goes out every week, so we go out twice a year. What's the big deal? I'm sorry, though. But we're going to try to get guests on. We'll see how this works. We got limited phone lines for that. The boards aren't wired up. But they're wired up for the backup system. It just gets a little touchy. We got three guests coming up. Actually, four guests coming up. We got distributors for VeriChip, the implantable chips, now at clubs here in the U.S., and the club owner. Scheduled, and I wanted to have Catherine Albrecht up to have a debate with them, but we can't stick three people on at once. So we'll have her on after they're on. I hope she's listening so she can counter them afterwards. She's got a lot of other big breaking news for you as well coming up in the third hour, or she'll be on 30 minutes of the next hour. In the third hour, we've got Dr. James H. Fetzer coming on, expert on the Kennedy assassination. You know, we just passed the 41st anniversary, and I didn't really talk about it much. I want to go back through this because it's so important. In the third hour, and then later, of course, obviously, our ArnoldExposed.com got picked up, front page, cover story in USA Today. And it's a lavish article, whitewashing for Arnold, but it's the best one I've seen mainstream. That's how bad these articles are, is this is the best article I've seen yet. And it's horrible. But it's the best article I've seen yet. The fairest. But again, it's like if you're wallowing in a latrine and then you just jump into a cesspool, the cesspool seems better than the latrine. All right, that's a horrible analogy, but you get what I'm saying, and I do want to read some quotes out of this. I don't want to spend all day on it. I don't have much time anyway, so we'll get to that later. And there's just so much other news here. This country is being dismantled, and I wish we had the phone lines. Perhaps on Monday we'll be able to talk about that Tom Brokaw piece where, oh, yeah, you break any rule, we kill you. Oh, that's freedom. Man, that's liberation. That's just wonderful. Unbelievable. This is dehumanization. But before we start the next hour, just briefly, I have made 11 films, and we've got some Christmas holiday specials going right now that won't be going in just a week and a half from now, or 2 weeks from now. And I suggest that you order today in time to get your shopping done, instead of giving a fruit pie or cologne or something somebody isn't going to like or use. Why not give somebody the gift of truth and also support this broadcast while you're at it? I've made 11 films. We've got deals right now where you get four videos and a 300-plus page book for $59.95, a $53 discount. We got it where you buy one DVD, and the additional DVD is $5.95, as many as you want to give us gifts. Please take advantage, whether it's my 9/11 films or my Police State films or my newest film, American Dictators. They're all amazing. Police State 2000, where they openly train to make you take ID cards and kill you if you don't. I have that on video. You know, they're training for it here. It's not just Fallujah, folks. What are you against the Marines? No, I'm against them carrying out that mission. Please. So get the videos. Call right now. Ask about the different specials. No obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, as I said. Or give somebody the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. All right, we'll start the second hour and talk about the microchips and how much fun they are under your skin.
Hello, folks.